views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I have to tell you, I am having another gorgeous week in the sunshine. I'm sorry, northern United States and all my friends up north. I escaped the cold, and I am in beautiful Fort Lauderdale at the Bahia Cabana right on the beach. So we're broadcasting live from outdoors in sunny Florida, the amazing works of technology. Thank you, Brian, my producer. We've had a juggling day. And today we have a fabulous show, something that I'm very passionate about. You all have heard me speak of this before. We've welcomed one of our guests on air before, Greg Kirk. And today we're talking about the Ticked Off Music Fest series. And we've got two great guests, Greg Kirk and Sandy Boley, who are helping create something wonderful for us all out in Los Angeles, March 28th, House of Blues. So we're going to talk a lot about the magnitude of the outreach of this festival series and all that we are focused on. But let me introduce Greg Kirk to you first. He's founded Ticked Off Music Fest in 2012 and is the lead singer-songwriter of the band The Zen Engines. Originally from Philadelphia, where he founded Big Shout magazine, Greg got his musical start playing with Robert Hazard shortly after he wrote Girls Just Want to Have Fun for Cyndi Lauper. He moved to Connecticut in 1999 and not long after began noticing strange health symptoms. After bouncing from doctor to doctor, he was diagnosed with Lyme in 2005 and spent the next 6 years in ineffective treatment. In 2011, Greg visited John of God in Brazil, and all his symptoms cleared up with this amazing spiritual healer. So, Greg Kirk, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. It's so great to have you back. You're such a wonderful guest, and you've got such momentum here with what you're creating with Ticked Off Music Festivals. Tell us the latest.
Well, the latest is the Ticked Off Music Fest Los Angeles. So, you know, just to back up a little bit, the whole idea of the Ticked Off Music Fest is it's a music concert series right now centered in the United States, and we take the festival to basically where we're invited, you know, throughout the U.S. So we've held festivals in Wilmington, Delaware, my hometown just outside of Philadelphia. We've held them in Jacksonville, Florida. We did one in Annapolis, Maryland, and now the biggest one we've ever done is March 28th at the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles. And it's
so exciting,
I know. Katina, you're going to be there speaking, and it's the typical combination of what we do, you know, so we have bands playing. We try to get bands who have been affected by Lyme disease or the members of the bands actually have Lyme disease themselves. And then, after the bands play, when their set's finished, we have a Lyme speaker come up. So that tends to be somebody who's either written a book or a doctor or, you know, somebody who runs a support group. So that's, you know, the shows, you know, these tend to be long shows. So this one starts at 5 and ends at midnight. So, and in between, we're going to have some booths. I mean, this LA show is really kind of the first event that I know of, and Sandy's on the phone. She can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is really the first event where it's kind of a gathering of the tribes for California. We're inviting, you know, groups from Northern California, Southern California, you know, Central California, all to converge, and they'll have their own awareness booth there. So they'll be, you know, educating people on Lyme disease, on treatment and prevention and all that. And so it's just going to be a big day for California and Lyme awareness and fundraising and make people feel better.
That's so great. You know, California, people don't realize, is very affected by Lyme disease. I mean, everyone always thinks of it as a East Coast illness, but California's been suffering for decades. In fact, the first Lyme support group came out of California.
That's right. LymeDisease.org, you know, that Sandy's a part of. And it's kind of a similar situation. You know, last year we did a festival in Jacksonville, and Melissa Bell, who works at the Florida Lyme Disease Association, contacted me, and it was a similar situation where I thought, no, you know, there's no Lyme disease in Florida. Well, lo and behold, there's a lot of Lyme disease in Florida, and it's kind of a similar situation in California. It's not traditionally thought of as, you know, a warm state illness, but it's, you know, as we're noticing, it's all over the country now. So
it is the carrier birds, the beautiful warblers and finches that spend their summers up north, make it down to the warmer climates, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, California, Texas, everywhere for the winter. They even make it to Mexico. I've had emails from Uruguay.
Yeah.
Illnesses everywhere. So the festival, though, is, you know, you've done such a wonderful job. I've appreciated, you know, the outreach. Here we are, you know, really hitting the different quadrants of the country with the festivals.
Yeah. So, I mean, we, you know, the LA festival is not like anything we've ever done. It's the biggest one going yet. I mean, the you know, just starting with the headliner, we've got Cracker. So, you know, they've had major hits. They're platinum selling artists starting in the 90s, and they're still going strong. They're just releasing their new record called Berkeley to Bakersfield, and, you know, most people will remember them for their hits Low and Euro Trash Girl and Teen Angst, but, you know, that we've not had a headliner of that magnitude before, and we've also got special guest Les Stroud. Now, Les has done several shows with us, and, you know, everybody knows him from the Survivor Man TV series, and he does, you know, he's a musician. He was a musician before he was Survivor Man, so he's one of the best harmonica players I know of. He's a great guitarist.
Yeah, and you know what? I just saw he won another Canadian Emmy just yesterday.
He did, yeah, for best camera work. He and his cameraman, well, actually, he does his own camera work when he's out in the field. But, yeah, so he just won that last night, as a matter of fact. So congratulations to Les. But Les does something really cool when he comes up on stage. He'll play a few songs, and then he'll stop and actually take a few questions from the audience. And, you know, people always have a lot of questions for him about Bigfoot or, you know, various things that he's seen throughout his, you know, his travels. So he's a really, really cool, entertaining guest. And
and also for the
LA show, we've got Tony Gilkison, who has played with X and Lone Justice. Alisa Turner, who has a phenomenal performer, who has written a song called Breathing that is, I keep saying, it's the best song I've ever heard written about Lyme disease.
So touching, so moving, and, isn't it? She's such a gorgeous voice.
She is, and of course, you know, she's been affected by Lyme herself. And Natalie London with her band Hey King. So Natalie's from LA, and she's another person who's been affected by Lyme disease. In fact, she was affected in mid-tour when her band was touring the United States, and written a book about it called Limelight. And, you know, so Natalie will be there.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we've got this 16-year-old vocal phenom named Keita. And she's only 16. She's got Lyme disease, and she has been opening for Sam Smith all around the country. So I mean,
oh, my gosh. This is going to be so dynamite. And then we've got you with the Zen Engines and all your gorgeous music. My gosh. It's a powerhouse of a night. Listen, Greg, stay with me. It's time for our first station break. So we've got to come back and finish and get more into the details of the show. But the lineup is absolutely stunning. Everybody, this is going to be a night to remember. So tune in. Stay with us. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio. We're going to come right back and have more conversation about the Ticked Off Music Fest.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Today we're visiting with Greg Kirk and Sandy Boley, and we're discussing the fabulous Ticked Off Music Fest series and our upcoming event in Los Angeles at House of Blues. So let me introduce you to Sandy, because she is an instrumental player in creating this wonderful event that we're bringing to the bright city of Los Angeles and all of Southern California. Sandy Bowley has worked in virtually all facets of the entertainment industry for over 30 years, production, design, and management. She worked extensively in theater, dance, special events, opera, concerts, television, and film. She holds a BA in lighting design from Cal State Hayward and studied an additional year at USC before earning an MFA in stage and theater management at Cal Arts. Her passion and versatility allowed her to work with such notable folks, huge lists, Hal Prince, Lanford Wilson, Dave Brubeck, Mary Stuart Masterson, Alvin Daily Dance Theater, Ellis Wood Dance, The Rolling Stones, Tina Turner, Bon Jovi, and U2, among many others. During her tenure as a resident lighting for the designer of Eisenhower Hall Theater on the campus of the United States Military Academy at West Point, she lit two presidents, two secretary of states, and numerous other dignitaries. Her involvement was critical in the planning and design of the multi-million dollar renovations to that theater, and her last show at West Point was in 2001. Sandy has been taped by Fox News and has been broadcast nationally each year as part of an in-depth look at the West Point Christmas season. Sandy got bit in New York's Hudson Valley in 2005 and got sick from Lyme disease in 2008, but was not diagnosed until 2011. And she has made it her mission to work as a patient advocate, helping others navigate through the insanity of the disease system. Sandy is very active in the L.A. Lyme community and organized the 2013 worldwide protest events, the Lyme Walk and Rally. She's co-chair of the Los Angeles Lyme Support Group and also works with LymeDisease.org and is now our on-the-ground person who has orchestrated putting together all the nuts and bolts of Ticked Off Lyme Fest in Los Angeles at House of Blues. Welcome, Sandy.
Thanks, Katina, for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. You're fantastic. I know you in person for several years now, and it's such an honor to work with you on these festivals. Thank you for joining us today. Tell me, either one of you, how did the whole conception of bringing the Ticked Off Music Fest to L.A. begin?
Well, this is Greg. I was being interviewed by you last time we were on. I'm trying to remember when that was, but it was roughly about a year ago. And Sandy had heard the interview, and shortly after the interview, Sandy and I are Facebook friends, and she shot me a quick message and said, "Hey, you and I, we got to do something together." and that's kind of that planted the seed. You know, I knew a little bit of Sandy's background, but you know, that I guess we all started having some conference calls, you know, several months ago, tail end of last year, you know, Sandy helped orchestrate. And from there, Sandy, you know, once I think Sandy understood kind of the formula of what we want to do for Ticked Off, she took the ball and ran with it. And, you know, how many?
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I mean, how many venues did you look at? Sandy.
Oh my God! I looked at probably a dozen.
Yeah.
And how did we settle with House of Blues, Sandy?
We settled with House of Blues because they're pretty much all inclusive. It was the one place in town where we would have food and drinks included. They have their own technical staff. They have their own equipment, so that we would cut down on the amount of rentals we would have to make to take care of people's instruments and their amps and anything else they needed to perform. And the sales manager at House of Blues, Emily, felt very much in tune with what we're doing. She's a cancer survivor. So she was quite excited to sit down and talk to me more about what we were looking to do and, you know, whatever way House of Blues could help us facilitate it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, they've been great.
That's so wonderful because here we are with such a prominent venue and able to bring the subject of Lyme disease front and center to a very major city. Thank you, Sandy, for working so hard to create this.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about House of Blues. How many can we have as guests? And what are ticket prices? And how can people get tickets? And website, give us some information so our listeners can get involved.
Go, Greg.
Well, so I think that the night, well, the House of Blues has a different capacity depending on, you know, how, on what kind of event, you know, we're asking for. So we're trying to get about anywhere between 800 to 850 people in the room that night. And
fabulous.
The website where you can get your tickets is at tickedoffmusicfest.com. So that's www.tickedoffmusicfest.com. And there's a big orange button on the homepage. It says buy tickets. And there's a big image of all the performers that night that actually you can click on that too and buy tickets. But we've kind of custom designed the ticket prices for this event. So we realize we've got kind of two audiences here. We've got actually maybe three audiences. We got your Lyme survivors, your people who don't have a lot of money because they've been spending it on treatment. We've also got fans of Cracker who are normally used to paying kind of like a budget ticket price to go see, you know, a band just for an hour or two. And then we've got, you know, your donors, your people who are really into the cause and who want to donate a little extra money to help raise funds for the event. So because of that, we have two prices. We got a $50 discount ticket, and then we've got a $150 donor ticket. And with that donor ticket, you also get food and two drink tickets. And then we've created a VIP ticket as well. And this is for people. It's a $500 ticket, but the reason it's so expensive is it pays for you to have a meet and greet with, you know, the celebrity performer of your choice. So whoever you want to meet that night, you know, you get all the benefits of the food and the drink and everything that you do with the donor ticket, but you also get to hang out with your favorite celebrity who's going to be there.
Fun. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. And, you know, listeners, we're going to talk a little bit more about the whole philanthropic piece of the Ticked Off Music Fest when we come back from our next station break so you understand what these festivals really are focused about. But this is really nice that you were able to structure it in such a way because we have a full, you know, day and night, as you said, you know, we're there 8 hours. So, gosh, for $50, you're really getting a lot of entertainment and access to a wonderful event. So that's great about the price structuring.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly, you know, there was initial kind of sticker shock when we had some higher prices that went out. But, you know, what, you know, people are used to paying, you know, I think in that $30, $40 range to go see a band for a couple of hours. But this is a festival. You know, this is the only difference between this and an outdoor festival where you would pay a several hundred dollars, you know, or a couple of hundred dollars for a ticket is this is indoors. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, the whole thing is geared towards people who might be sick. So, you know, there's wheelchair access, of course, but there's also even the food itself was geared towards people who might have dietary restrictions. So it's, you know, there's plenty of food for meat eaters, but there's also for vegans and vegetarians and people on gluten-free diets. And so again, these we have to cater to everybody, the people who might show up sick, and they do. I mean, we have so far with every festival, we've had people show up, you know, canes, wheelchairs. The first festival we held, within the first hour, there was two 80-year-old people showing up here at this rock event, basically hobbling in saying, we're sick, we need help. I mean, so that's the crazy kind of stuff that goes on. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's we hear it at the end of these festivals now that the music is making people feel good. So there's this whole thing happening where there's such a great vibe. People are learning things, and they're enjoying the music, and, you know, people come up to me after these shows and say, wow, you know what? Tonight I forgot I was sick. And that's really the point of what we're trying to do, you know.
So important. Changing the vibration of how we feel when we're so sick with Lyme disease. Something like this really can be a game changer for you. I know when I was so sick, if I could have gone to an event like this, even when I was in a wheelchair, this would have lifted me for months, really, maybe even a year. Could have changed the face of how I felt. So proud of you, Greg. And Sandy, thank you so much for helping us. Listen, we've got to take our next station break, and then I want to get back into a little bit more of the mission of Ticked Off Music Fest and also who we're raising money for with this event. So, audience, stay with us. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. I hope you're enjoying our show. Greg, I want to ask you, educate our listeners about the mission of Ticked Off Music Fest.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole inception of the Music Fest happened after I visited John of God in Brazil. So that was after, you know, 5 or 6 years of treatment, starting with heavy doses of antibiotics and a PICC line insertion that jabbed my heart and almost killed me, and you know, just all these, you know, horrible treatment to the point where I was really at my last straw, found out about John of God, went down there in Brazil, and, you know, I was down there for 2 weeks, and at the end of the 2 weeks, I even looked like a different person. I mean, it was just a transformative experience. And when I went down there, I was interviewed by, there were some counselors there to help you go through the experience. And the counselors asked me, you know, why I was there. And I said, I wanted to be treated for Lyme disease. And then they said, what else? And I laughed and I said, do I get 3 wishes? And they said, why stop at 3? So being a musician, I said, I wanted to heal people with the music I write and perform. And when I got home, I started getting all these songs kind of downloaded into me. And that after, you know, putting together a CD, I started thinking bigger. I'm like, how else could I help people? And I thought, why not? You know, I had experience doing events when I ran Big Shot Magazine in Philadelphia years before. And I just thought, why not pull together a concert, get a bunch of great bands together, and really try out the music that I've been writing to, you know, on people, and also, you know, just drive awareness. There's so many people who didn't understand, even in my home state of Connecticut now, you know, there's still, you know, the disease itself, Lyme disease, comes from Lyme, Connecticut, and it's still, you would think more people would know about it, or more doctors would be more aware of it, but it's this strange, unknown illness in a lot of sections of the country. So just getting the awareness out there.
People still don't get it. They still don't get it. I meet people every day, and they're like, oh, yeah, they just sort of think that that's some little, like, nonsensical illness that, you know, you just, you know, it's just like, all right, you feel like a little fever, and that's the end of the story, and your joints hurt.
Right.
They just don't realize it, do they?
Right. And part of the kind of the formula of the festival is to educate on exactly that. But also, you know, the disease itself is so complex. You know, depending on the tick that bit you, whatever pathogens or bacteria or whatever were in that tick affects you, and it's not the same with everybody. So people come up with these co-infections, and they've got several different bacterias or parasites now, and it's not the same treatment for everybody. So because of that, that makes it much more complex. And you know, it's good. You know, one of the things that we do is we have people come up and tell their treatment stories and their recovery stories, because you know, it's a custom illness now, and it's complicated, and that's an aspect that I want to get out there. And the other aspect of the festival is to raise funds. And like I said earlier, each festival is like a custom situation. So we go where we're invited. So, you know, Sandy invited us out to L.A., but, you know, prior to that, we have gone to other areas of the country. The next one after L.A. is Atlanta, so we're doing a custom event for Atlanta. And as a part of that, we raise funds for, you know, that area, you know, so either for the local Lyme support group or for a doctor or a researcher. So that's the aspect, you know, so there's the education, the awareness.
Yeah.
The fundraising, and then the final thing is, like I said earlier, is the whole musical aspect, where that's kind of the hidden ingredient. You know, Katina, you've been to these events. You've seen it in action. There's nothing like these events out there.
No.
You go there.
Really, yeah, I can vouch for it. I mean, it's really, you come out of there on a high. I mean,
yeah.
It's just so fantastic. You know, the talent has so much passion and compassion, and then here we are, we're all sharing and caring and talking, and people are sharing stories with each other, even, you know, on the side, you know, annexes and the hallways. I mean, it's really just like such a supportive environment, and you really come out on a high, don't you?
You do, and it's, you know, of course I do, because I'm on stage, so, you know, I just think,
right.
I'm getting the high from that, but, you know, literally people pull me off the stage and say, oh, my God, you know, you know, last event in Annapolis, a woman grabbed me and said, "My daughter hasn't smiled in 3 months, and all she did was smile tonight." You know, she came to see Elisa Turner, or, you know, and, or I've had just people literally come up and say to me, "You know, I've been sick for so long, I didn't know there were other people like me out there, and you know, this has been like, you know, one of the greatest days of my life." I've heard that.
Oh, it's that's so incredible. Powerful. It's so powerful. I can vouch for it too. I can really vouch for it too. I mean, I'm there with you all day for hours, taking photos with friends and new people, and I've driven 6 hours to come meet you, and oh my God, you know, it's just so inspiring, and I can't say enough good things about the TikTok Music Fest series. I mean, Greg, it's been a joy to help direct these things with you and to be, you know, part of the events, and it's thrilling to come out to California with wonderful Sandy. Sandy, tell us, with this festival in particular, with our fundraising efforts, where is the funds going to be allocated?
Well, we're giving money to 3 nonprofits. Limelight Foundation, who helps kids and young adults with their needs and paying for treatment. Nana House, which is being started by our friend Mara Williams, which will be the first inpatient treatment center for chronic Lyme.
Fabulous.
Which will be built up in Sonoma County. And our last one is LymeDisease.org, who are great friends of mine. In fact, I now work with them. And LymeDisease.org does a lot in the community that people don't know about. Besides the fact that that LDO takes care of all of the online support groups on Yahoo across the country, every state, and are the publishers of the Lyme Times, the only quarterly journal that is devoted strictly to Lyme disease. We also have a brain freeze for just a moment. Yes, the effects of Lyme.
Well, you have many, many support groups, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have a doctor's waiting room program where we give free copies of the Lyme Times to doctors who treat Lyme patients so that they and their patients are up on the cutting edge of what's happening in the community and in research. Yeah, we do quite a lot.
And you know, lobbying. I know that
a lot of lobbying.
A lot of going to Washington D.C. and lobbying for bills and patients' rights and insurance companies and all kinds of things.
Our executive director Lorraine Johnson is heavily involved in that.
And Lorraine's going to be speaking at the LA Festival, isn't she?
She will be.
Yeah, Lorraine's really a powerful player for all of us. People don't realize it kind of behind the scenes. She's been working effortlessly for a long time to make changes at the governmental level. I'm thrilled to have her at this festival. And also we should mention Phyllis Mervine, who really started LymeDisease.org in the very beginning 25 years ago on the Lyme Times. I mean, she is tirelessly, even though she was stricken with, like, what, 5 or 6 children of her own? We've got a great group. This is wonderful. Wonderful fundraising, going to wonderful groups, helping children, helping all of us around the country, and helping Mara Williams get Anana House founded, which will be really a turning point when we can get our first residential treatment center for this crippling illness. People don't realize it's a cousin to syphilis. It makes its way into the nervous system, and people are really seriously ill, maimed in many instances. So Greg and Sandy, stay with me. It's time for our last station break. Audience, stay tuned. We're going to come right back. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Thank you. Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are getting all excited about the big Ticked-Off Music Festival that's going to be at House of Blues, Los Angeles, March 28th. It's a Saturday. I want you to go to the website, tickedoffmusicfest.com, get your tickets, tell your friends. Even if you live a few hours away or a state or two away, I think it's worth going to sunny California in March to come join us. This is a great opportunity to be with wonderful, like-minded folks and also with incredible, worldwide famous talent. This is really something special that you have created, both Greg and Sandy, all the hard work. I'm really pleased. And you know, I have to say, you know, hats off, because here we are, a small kind of troop that's banded together to help bring awareness and raise funds for the fastest exploding infectious illness in the country. Lyme disease is growing 4 times faster than HIV. People don't really realize it. And, you know, how can people help, Greg? How can they help make this event a success so that we really do raise the money we need to fund these wonderful foundations and organizations we've talked about? Help our listeners participate.
Right. So, you know, you had mentioned buying a ticket is one of the best ways. So going to tickedoffmusicfest.com. In the next couple of days, we're going to have an Indiegogo campaign. So it's a fundraising website online that we're going to ask for people's donations. And this will go directly to the event, and also to a patient fund that we're starting. So Sandy had mentioned that the Limelight organization in California has developed a patient fund for basically for kids, for people 25 years old and under. And I'm trying to start a fund through Ticked Off Music Fest for basically 25 and over. And there's many people right now sick who, you know, they're bankrupt. They're getting kicked out of their apartments. Their family has left them. They have, you know, no resources or means to keep going. And it's these people that we want to help raise funds for. So that's what that Indiegogo campaign will be about. So look for that. That there will be a link right off the Ticked Off Music Fest website for that. But when you go to that, you're going to be able to get some perks. So, you know, Katina's book, Out of the Woods, will be one of them. We're also getting new Ticked Off Music Fest T-shirts, which is a very popular T-shirt. A lot of people have been buying. The latest rounds of T-shirts are going to be treated with something. We're partnering with a company called Insect Shield. So these will actually be T-shirts that you can wear outside, wear in the grass, roll in the grass, and have no fear of attracting ticks because it's got a special insect shield treatment on it.
Fabulous.
Awesome. So I would like to give you, your Limelight Radio listeners, an exclusive news flash that we've been kind of keeping the secret for a while. But I wrote a song recently kind of like with the idea of this – idea of We Are the World. So, you know, remember back in the 80s, We Are the World was written by Michael Jackson, I think Quincy Jones, and to help stop hunger in Africa. And they wrote the song together as a rallying cry, and they got a bunch of very famous people to sing on it. Well, I've done something similar. And instead of getting a lot of famous people, I'm trying to get a lot of well-known musicians who have Lyme disease to perform on it. And I've been doing this kind of in top secret, but I'd like to tell everyone that the song is called Shine My Light, and we got Les Stroud from Survivor Man to do a harmonica solo on it, and we've got a number of musicians. We're still in the middle of recording it now, but I'm hoping to have it released as a single, a downloadable single online before the event, and we will be selling it as another means to raise funds for the Ticked Off Music Fest and this patient fund I talked about.
That's awesome, Greg. Oh, my gosh, how exciting.
Yeah, I've been keeping it a secret. I've been, but I have it here. It's almost ready to release, and my trigger finger's getting itchy. I'm really, really want to get this thing, out the door and mixed, in the next week or so. So I'm hoping that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fabulous. I can't wait to hear it. That's great.
Yeah, very psyched.
Very psyched, and wonderful that you've got so many musicians participating on it. This is going to be really, really very special.
It is, but, I tell you, the reason it's taken so long is, most of the musicians I'm working with are on the East Coast, and we've just been just hammered by bad weather the past month or so. But, a couple of people have been sick as well, so not always with Lyme disease, but illness and bad weather have really slow things down, and also just behind the scenes with Les Stroud, it took me several weeks to get him in the studio because every time I was in touch with him, he'd say, "Oh, I'm back in town for a day, and now I'm flying down to Cuba, and then I'll be back for another day, and then I'm flying down to Patagonia." And
oh gosh, I know he's all over the place.
Yeah, he's in the middle of filming his Survivor Man series as well.
I know, it's 14 series or something. Well, this is such a dynamite collaboration. It's going to work. It's all going to come together, and it's going to be beautiful. Sandy, anything that you're thinking to tell us also about involvement, any help you need out on the West Coast or any other ideas? I mean, I love these ideas, Greg, with the insect shield repellent T-shirts and, of course, my book, Out of the Woods, coming out in second edition. Tell any ideas, Sandy, for people to participate and help.
Just come on out and support us. This event is for us. As much as we want to also bring the general public in so that we can educate them about Lyme disease and what we're all dealing with, this event is for the community.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier. This is kind of a gathering of the tribes for for California. It's like all the groups, all the support groups out there, we're hoping, this is a call to action to you all. And also not just the Lyme groups, but healers in the area. Anybody who's doing acupuncture or Reiki or any, you know, any
really good point. Really good
alternative
point,
modalities.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an event for you as well. I mean, this is not your normal rock concert. This is a healing event. So the music's there as a backdrop to make you feel better, but there's other things going on. Let me tell you. You know, there's been plenty of pictures taken, you know, me up there playing with all kinds of orbs around me and things like that. So it's some wild, cool stuff going on at these events. So
really good point. Really good point. So audience and Facebook friends, when we post the archive tomorrow, get this into the hands of your naturopath, your Reiki practitioner, acupuncture friends, health food store owners, anybody. You know, we want to have the ripple effect of bringing in all the good healing energy of so many special people here in our country that dot about. And we're converging in Los Angeles March 28th, and we're going to be in Atlanta on May, 29th, Greg?
Yes, May 29th, and that's already shaping up to be a really, really big event as well. We'll reveal the details soon, but just, you know, kind of to let a few things slip, we've got actually a former American Idol contestant who's doing really well now, performer, who's going to be playing at the event. So that's a, you know, kind of a big deal, and you know, it's just going to be a great festival. Not only musically, but with a wellness expo the day before.
That's right. I'm speaking at the wellness expo on that. So that one's really, Atlanta's going to be a two-day event. And then there's more Ticked Off Music Fest to come. We've got Washington, D.C., San Diego. We've got a couple other in the loop, don't we?
Eugene, Oregon is another one, and I've just had a woman reach out to me from Germany, for God's sake. So we're
fabulous.
Taking it worldwide.
Oh, it's so needed and such a beautiful way to tie together an awareness campaign, fundraising efforts, and support for people that have been struggling with the illness. Sandy, Greg, and myself all were leveled by Lyme disease. Sandy and I were completely bedridden. Greg, you're a little bit stronger. You were seriously afflicted by Lyme disease. You can hear the passion in our voices. We are here for you. We're helping change the future, and we all need to band together, literally. Join us in L.A. March 28th, House of Blues. Visit tickedoffmusicfest.com. Get your tickets now. And thank you, Greg. Thank you, Sandy, for joining me today on Limelight Radio. It's a joy to have you.
Thank you so much, Katina.
Thank you.
Thank you. And audience, tomorrow we'll post the archive to this show, and you can always go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link. We're on iTunes also. Put in the search window, Limelight Radio. You can listen to any of our past podcasts, which are fabulous. And I will join you next week. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure. And join us in L.A., House of Blues, March 28th. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me.